artificial meat. With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, as if ranchers didn't have it hard enough already, there's a new battle brewing between the beef industry and meat grown inside a laboratory. Scientists like Dr. Mark Post have already begun to engineer muscle fibers in the lab and says he thinks not too long from now, people are going to have lab-grown beef on their plate.
Yeah, I think if you 20 years from now, you have the choice in the supermarket between two products that are sort of identical and they taste the same, feel the same, have sort of the same price. And one is made in an environmentally friendly way and with much less resources and provides food security to the population and doesn't have any animal welfare connotations to it. Then the choice will be relatively easy, and then people will start to eat this type of product, will prefer this type of product.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association filed a 15-page petition to the USDA asking the agency to strictly define meat and beef as animals raised and slaughtered. The group argues that lab-grown meat doesn't meet that definition and that labeling cultured products as meat will confuse their customers. By filing the official motion, the country's ranchers are also showing cultured meat startup companies that they're prepared to fight for that definition. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.